and welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Burchin. Hello, Colby.
Serena, what's the word today?
The word today is lit, because I am lit up. We are speaking with Lauren Grabois-Fisher, who is the author behind the B Books series. Lauren believes in empowering, inspiring, and educating our children to be kind, accepting, respectful, positive, grateful, and to be proud of who they are. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Serena, I am so excited Lauren's on the show. Lauren and I go back like 7 years. Our kids were in Mommy and Me. And my wife, as you know, doesn't take to a lot of people. And Lauren just had that special quality that her and Melissa just gravitated towards each other. So she has a very special place in our family's heart. So, and she writes these incredible kids books. I'm just so excited for the audience to learn about it.
That was so sweet. My eyes are already watering.
Okay, so I'm going to just tackle these questions, okay? What inspired you to create the B Book series and focus on empowering children through social emotional learning?
When my son was born, actually when he was little, I wrote a poem as a photo album, and it was called Be Who You Were Meant to Be. I've always been a writer. Writing has always been my go-to. It's been my therapy. It's been my outlet since I was little, since I could pick up a pencil. And I felt like I was making this book. My husband said to me, you've always wanted to write children's books. Let's just do it. Let's take this beautiful poem you wrote. Let's create something from it. And so actually I'm holding, this became the first book that I wrote, Be Who You're Meant to Be. It's also in Spanish as well. Sé Quien Quieres Ser. In the middle, it starts in Spanish. And I don't know, once it started going, I just kind of couldn't stop. I just published my 10th book. It just came out April 1st. Here, there's second gear set. And why? I feel like it is so important. My background is education. I was a teacher for 9 years. And I think it's so important that we empower our children to love who they are, to be good to other people, to be inspiring human beings, and to just be accepting and kind. So to me, it was easy. It was an easy concept of, this is what I love. This is what I teach my children. This is how I live my life. And I wanted to create a whole book series around that concept to just help other parents and guide them on their journey as well.
Beautiful. And how does a book go from concept to market?
So, okay, it starts out with my idea. So sometimes an idea can take a moment. Sometimes it can take 10 years. So I have some books that literally took the course of 10 years to become a book. It starts with the idea. I write down the idea. I go back and forth. It's not always the original idea that I came up with. I manipulate it and mess with it. Once it is complete, I get an editor to work on it. Once the story is final, I reach out to my illustrator and we go over each page. I separate the pages by how I visually see them. So the ideas behind the illustrations are all my ideas, but my illustrator creates them. He makes them real. He brings them to life, which is amazing. So then we storyboard. And after the storyboard, we go back and forth. He sends me the proofs. I agree. I disagree. We change colors. I like to tie in my children's favorite colors at the time or different things to the books for memories. And once that happens, we kind of just go into the printing aspect.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. That really, so I'm so curious, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up? Did you know? Did you have an instinct about it?
I always wanted to be a mom. That was number one. I always wanted to be a teacher, and I always wanted to be an author. Those were my three things. And I realized a few years back that I'm living all three, right? I'm not a teacher physically in the classroom anymore. I maintain my certificate, but I'm constantly teaching. I go to schools as an author and I teach children constantly.
Tell us about your business and the books you have available. Tell us more.
I have 10 books. They all come, I should not say all, 7 of them come in paperback as well. 5 of them come in board book, but they all come in hardcover. So my first book in this series is Be Who You're Meant to Be, which I showed you, English and Spanish. And that one is about being yourself and just being true to yourself and being proud of who you are. My second book in the series is You Are a Superhero. And this one is about how a real superhero is somebody who makes good choices and is kind and respectful. And I also put recycling in there as well. My third book, this is the one that took 10 years. Every So Often a Zebra Has Spots. This one's about being different and the beauty of being different and how we are all different. And that's what makes us beautiful and unique. And we should be proud of that. My fourth book is Love Grows Love. And this is about energy and we get what we give. This one was the book I wrote in, not exaggerating, 5 minutes. It just came to me. Love grows love. Hate grows hate. Smiles grow smiles. Sadness grows sadness. What we are investing into our children and into the world. When I go to a supermarket and I smile at a person, it's going to probably like trigger them to smile back versus if I'm grumpy. And so that's what this is about. The Light Within Me is my fifth book. And this is about how we have light inside of us that can make the world a better place. This book actually, so the rest of the books came out 2020 and post pandemic. So this one is super important to me. It's my grandpa, who was my world, and my son. And this is about how age is just a number and how we all experience life in the same way. We all have love. We all have sadness. We all just different emotions. This is a really beautiful one, life. My next book is The Zoo's Big News. And this is about a baby zebra born with rainbow spots and how the mom feels when she sees that her baby's different. This is more about the mom's perspective and how she realizes that at first she's worried, how's the world going to treat him? But then she realizes that the world's going to treat him beautifully because he's different. And that's what makes him special. After that came the ABCs to a Mindful Life. And this one is every page is a different lesson and a way to live mindfully. And then my two most recent books, Coexist, is about how we, I love this one. It's so sweet. This one's a very simple one. It's very good for younger children. And it's just that we all can look at the world as our own selfishly, or we can realize like, wait a minute, we're all sharing this space. How do we share it together and be respectful of each other? And my tenth book is Wings. And Wings just came out April 1st. And it is about finding your purpose and friendship and that it's never too late to do the right thing. So yeah, those are my books.
Beautiful collection. And also you mentioned to us before that you have some activities in the back.
Yes, yes, yes. So every book. So I started out as board books. I started out geared for children, my kids' ages. My kids were 2, 0 at the time, and 4, 2. As they were getting older, I realized, wait a minute, I'm a teacher. I want to provide parents with the tools that they don't have to find on their own or they don't have to come up with on their own. So every book has bonus pages, every single book that includes inspiration and discussion pages. So these are questions that tie into what you should be learning in the book. I'll give you an example. Do we have just one purpose here on earth, or can we have many? That's one question. What is the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? So it's just questions to just get your children thinking.
I love that because sometimes I don't have the questions. I'll be honest. I mean, sometimes I'm too tired. It's not coming out of me, you know, and I need those prompts. So that's incredible. I'm sure that there's other parents there that need those prompts.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I have my own prompts. Yeah. And we also have activity pages with actual activities that they can do to make the world better. Whether it's my gratitude journal or fixing your mistakes. Every book has different things. The only thing you'll see repeated is a gratitude journal. I feel like I use that a few times because you can always use a gratitude journal.
You know, I actually was starting to talk about starting one for myself or really starting to write down and then show my kids that that's something like new that I'm, you know, starting with. And then they can find their own journals or we can shop for their own journals and start writing. I mean, I think it's so valuable. I mean, my kids have had books and when they put pen to paper, sometimes they sketch, sometimes they write and, you know, just like lets go of a lot of emotion, a lot of ideas or creativity.
100%.
So Lauren, how do the B-books differ learning like in terms of their approach and contents from other books?
So I feel like those back pages are a big difference, right? Most books don't do those back pages. And look, there's so many wonderful books out there. I am a full supporter of, I buy other picture books. Like picture books are my favorite thing. Even I love them as a teacher. I love them as a mom. I even love them more than chapter books. And I just feel like they give you a message right away. How are my books different? I just feel like all my books are about positivity. All my books are about supporting something, someone. And there are other books out there that also do that. I just make that my goal of my, when I look at what books to write, I always want it to be a lesson that a parent can learn, that a child can learn, and just something to inspire and empower them. Like, I really genuinely wish for a beautiful world. I wish that all children could be who they are and not be judged for it. And so I want to help create that.
Can you share a specific example of how the Bee books have positively impacted a child's life or influenced their behavior?
Recently, I went to a school visit, and the first thing that comes to mind is there was a little boy. So I like to end my presentation with a question, and I wonder if I could probably find it. But one of the questions was, how can you make the world better? And the little boy wrote on his little postcard, I can. And I went up to him and I said, I hope you don't believe that. And that's what comes to me. I don't know if that's kind of the question, but I sat there with him and I said, you 100% can. And you are just one person, but I'm just one person. And every little thing, whether it's a smile, like I try to explain to my children, the supermarket again. If I go into a supermarket, I'm grumpy. Or if I go into these author visits and I'm grumpy, the reaction I'm going to get from the people around me is going to be negative. And how powerful that is, because I think of my book, The Light Within Me. My light, right? It starts here. I can be kind or I could be negative. Whoever I'm kind to is going to go out and be kind to other people. And it's going to keep spreading. And we don't know the power of where it goes to, right? Like, it could go to New York. It could go to Arizona. It just continues to spread. And it's completely, it's beautiful. And the idea that one little light can spread that far. The same thing goes with darkness, right? Like, I could be so grumpy that I could cut someone off on the road, or I could yell at someone in a store. That person is going to have a negative effect from it. And how far can that go? So I think that little boy like opened my eyes to thinking, I don't know, like, we have to just be aware of these children and talk to them. If I didn't have that opportunity to talk, he would have never, right? Who would have listened to him? Who would have had that conversation?
You saw that in him.
Yeah.
Amazing. So your latest book, Wings, is about finding your purpose. What do you think your purpose is?
I think my purpose is making the world better. I genuinely, I don't know, I look at my children and I want them to go out and also do that as well. I guess my purpose is also to replicate that and to help other people find their purpose and to help other people realize that their potential and making the world better. I think that's a big part of what my purpose is. I love teaching. I feel like teaching is so important to me, but I don't feel like I want to go back to the classroom how I used to do it. I want to teach bigger groups of people. I want to...
The world.
Yeah.
That's kind of
amazing.
I mean, that's kind of Serena and I doing this podcast. We wanted the positivity, just uplifting, because there's so much negativity. So we're trying to do that with this.
Yep. And you guys are doing amazing.
We're thrilled that you came on, and you can tell everybody how to find you. Please tell them.
So all of my books are available on Target's website, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Walmart. They're also available on my website, thebeebooks.com. And B is spelled B-E, like be yourself, be kind, be respectful. And you could follow my Instagram, thebeebooks, T-H-E-B-E-B-O-O-K-S. And yeah, they're just... You could search Lauren Grabois Fisher. So I guess the hardest thing is writing my name. If you search my full name, you'll find me on any of those websites that I had mentioned.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on the show. Everybody, please look for Lauren out there. And thank you for being part of our world. Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on the show.